principle throughout the scriptures called grammatics. And it has to do with numbers. And each year, we've embarked upon discerning and defining what each year meant. God is a God of numbers. I told church the other night, that don't mean go play the numbers. But God measures stuff. You know, even though we couldn't measure it, God has measured the ocean. There's a certain amount of water in the oceans. God knows. He's named every star. Just stars. God knows exactly how many there are. He's a God of numbers. He numbers, you know, 7 days in a week. You know, God is a God of numbers. So we've come upon, or we are coming upon in a little more than an hour, the year 2017. I did some research on it, and then in one of my times of prayer, God spoke to me and then began to show me something for the house. Now, everyone hadn't heard that prophecy from 2004, but the prophecy from 2004 spoke about 12 years. It said what God was going to do here was going to take, it wouldn't be started, it wouldn't really come into manifestation before 12 years. Guess what? 2017 is year number 12. So, amen, we have that to rejoice about. 2017. Let's take the number 17. Interesting number. It's comprised of two numbers, 10 and 7. Now, as you hear me talk about numbers in that, I'm coming from the scriptures. I'm not just making this stuff up. Okay, it's not just me guessing or trying to figure stuff out. As a matter of fact, what God dropped in my spirit is going to bear witness with you, because you're going to see prophetically what I believe God has ordained for us in the year to come. Comprised of two numbers, number 7 and number 10. Okay? Now, number 7 means or is the great number of what is known as spiritual perfection. 7, you know, the number of completion. Spiritual perfection. And again, I don't have, time doesn't afford me to break everything down concerning it. I'm just giving it, you that have been around the New Year's have heard us talk about numbers all the time, so you have a little bit more understanding. But I do encourage you to search these things out throughout the scripture, okay? And then we have the number 10. 10 is one of the perfect numbers, what they call the perfect numbers, and it signifies the perfection of divine order. If you notice, number 10 ends all numbers and everything starts over again. Okay? 10 is one of the perfect numbers, and it signifies the perfection of divine order. The perfection of divine order. 10, completion of a divine order. 7 is the number of spiritual perfection. 7 days in a week, a number of completion. 7. And 10 is the perfect number. One of the perfect numbers, and it signifies the perfection of divine order. 10 also represents the completeness of order, marking the entire round of anything. 10 is the completeness of order, and it marks the entire round of anything. 10. Yeah, there's no number after 10. It goes back to ones, twos, and that's it. So, number 10 implies that nothing is lacking. Nothing is lacking. In other words, number 10 implies that there is the number. Number 10 implies that nothing is lacking and that the number and order are perfect. That the whole cycle is complete. Okay? I want you, maybe if you can picture this with me, while it's in my spirit, God is getting ready to set some things in order. And not according to the world system, but divinely. Again, sovereignly. It's not going to be because of your skill set or your education. It's God that's going to set it in order. Now picture this, if you will. Let's say this right here was a gear. Okay? Picture this right here. Here's another gear. And picture this right here. Here's another gear. Okay? The big gear, medium-sized gear, and then the smaller gear. God's getting ready to set some things in order. This gear is going to start to turn. The middle gear, which is the sun, that's hooked into that gear, will begin to turn along with that gear. But we, the church, God is setting divine order and gearing us up to his movement. He's moving. The sun is moving. And here the church is now moving. See, church is not going to be doing its own thing. Okay, so just a little picture. Now, 17. Let's begin to look at 17. 17 in the scripture is a very significant number. It's not the multiple, number one, 17 is not the multiple of any other number, and therefore 17 has no factors. It's not the multiple of any other number. But what it's called, 17 is called one of the prime numbers or the indivisible numbers. 17 is. It is the seventh in the list of the prime numbers in the scripture. It's number seven. Now, here we go with that seven again. 17. Seven. Okay? It's number seven in the number of prime numbers. Remember, number seven, spiritual perfection. Something's going to be perfected. Something has to come to completion. The prime numbers, I'll give you some of them here all the way up to 17, but the first prime number is number one. The second one is three. The third prime number is five. The fourth prime number is seven. The fifth prime number is 11. The sixth prime number is 13. And the seventh prime number is 17. 17 is the seventh of the series, and what it does, stay with me, what 17 does is intensify the significance of number seven. In other words, 2017 is going to be seven on steroids. Are you ready for this? This is why we labor. This is why we train. We got to get people positioned so that gear, when it starts to turn like this, and the other gear is turning, you're not out of gear. All right? So 17 is the seventh of the series and intensifies the significance of number seven. 17 is the combination of two perfect numbers. 7 and 10. 7, again, is spiritual perfection. 10 is ordinal perfection. Or it signifies divine order. See, some stuff that's been out of order in your life for a long time is about to fall into order. And it ain't going to be nothing you can boast about it. Your testimony is, he made a way. I'm telling you, 2017, somehow, when your back was up against the wall and it looked as if it was over, he made a way. And that's going to be your testimony. You ain't going to be able to brag about nothing except on him. Amen. So, 7 is spiritual perfection. 10 is ordinal perfection, which equals the perfection of spiritual order. Are you ready for God to show up and to show out? That's why down through the years we've been teaching, get your house in order. Get your finance in order. Get your mind in order. Get your relationships in order, because God is getting ready to perfect the spiritual order in the church. Now, 2017, now this is the revelation that I got in prayer, through prayer, praying in tongues, supplication, fasting. This is the revelation that God has given me from here now. Now this, what I just read to you, you can find that in books. Any books about numbers concerning the Bible, you can find much of that information. But this is what God gave me for the house and for us now. This that's coming, all right? 2017 is two numbers, 20 plus 17, which equals 37. Is that correct? 2017, if you add the two numbers together, it equals 37. One morning in prayer, God told me to go to Genesis 37. 20 plus 17. 2017 is Genesis 37. I went to Genesis 37, and if you'll go there with me, Genesis chapter 37, I want to share with you what by revelation I received in my spirit that is for you as well. In Genesis 37, verse 1, it says, "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan." Now, I want you to catch something right here. Think we're talking numbers now. Verse number 2 says, "These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph being 17 years old." I want you to catch that. 2017 equals 37. Go to Genesis 37. Second verse. There's a boy there, 17. There's that number again. See, it has no factors. It's a number that stands all by itself. It's a prime number. God is saying something to us right now concerning 17. All right? We know the story of Joseph. I won't get into too in-depth in the story of Joseph. Let's read a few more verses here. "These are the generations," in verse 2, "of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report." Verse 3 says, Now Israel...
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.